Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Thursday edition, the live from Pottawatomie Sportsbook edition. Two shows in less than a week together edition?
When was the other one?
At Pella?
Oh, but that was less than, that was more than a week ago.
Was that
a Wednesday.
So it's 8 days.
There'll be a nice long break coming, Jason.
Good news, Jason. Goodness for both of us. Edition. Are we really going to get our hopes up about Cooper Kupp as a Packer? Edition. And an update on the search for a new home for Trey Hendrickson. Edition. Too rich for everyone's blood, apparently, according to Diana Rossini. We'll get into that. Edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay, not today. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from a very much disclosed location right next to me at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook here in Milwaukee, it is the Packers Hall of Famer. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How was your drive down?
Smooth.
Yeah.
Debbie was giving me all the traffic updates. I was listening to...
She does such a good job.
Strophy and Chewy. And Chewy is frustrated. He doesn't think you need an O-line to win a championship. But
that's not what he said.
He didn't say that, but he kind of did. He's doing a 0-10 game. Have you seen this?
I did not see this.
It's 7-8s and 9s, and he's like, I just judge it by Pro Bowls. And he's like, we won a championship, and Frank was the only guy, and he was an alternate on the Pro Bowl. That's all. And so I think the monotony of the offseason and the fact that we have not addressed the big boy positions in Chewy's mind, and I think in a lot of Packer fans' minds, it has been frustrating, and I'm just not there. I'm not at that point where I'm frustrated. I love the fact that they went and addressed what I believe, and their actions would tell you, was the biggest piece of improvement that they needed was in the inside of their offensive line. And, you know, unfortunately, that was letting Josh Myers go and improving that core three inside. That's how they viewed their weaknesses, and they've addressed it. And I think that usually fans should be excited about that.
All right, so I talked to Chewy this morning, and when he wasn't mistaking the concept of gaslighting for something he called gas lamping, he did express his frustration. He does think that they have not done enough to address the positions that were the most glaring of needs. And my point to him was, they left Lincoln Financial Field with offensive line PTSD.
Yep.
Because they went up against one of the best front fours there are. They lost their best offensive lineman 4 plays into the game, and they were cooked. It was over.
Cooked.
And so
they were baked like that salmon that you're going to get later.
Yeah, it's very good. It's my favorite.
I love the fact that you've already put in for three takeouts, too. So I'm going to eat one. And
I'm going to eat one. I'm going to take one.
I would also prefer taking three home with me.
I am a big fan of the salmon at Rockin' Brews, and
now you like Cedar Plank, or what do you do with your
salmon? It's got a really good seasoning. It's kind of a blackening, but it's like a kind of a sweet and spicy kick kind of a thing.
Well, so that's
kind of
you.
It's me. I'm sweet and I'm psycho. So back to Chewy for a second, because I don't think Chewy is different than a lot of Packers fans. Like, let's be honest. When you sign a guy who led the NFL in rushing in 2022, and you sign a guy that everybody and their brother is saying, how the hell did the New York Giants let this guy out of their building? That's exciting. That's woohoo!
Well, and it was a position in need. He's a young player, a captain, and you're right. Last year at this time, everybody was excited, sad to see Aaron Jones go, but everybody was thinking, okay. And the running back part was, is it going to be better? It was. Josh Jacobs was more durable. You know, I think a much more physical runner than Aaron Jones. And then McKinney's been a home run. So I think the point is, and on Jim Mattamalli yesterday, I was kind of talking about this too, you can't do that every year. If you're doing that means you stink at drafting.
Right.
And for a Goot stan that I am, when you went through that 2020 and 2021 draft class and who is left, that's why you have to go do what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not sustainable, especially if you get young players that are building and you know you're going to have to pay. There is cap space. They're still available to go make a play. And if it's Trey Hendrickson, I don't know if, you know, Cooper Kupp. I'm sorry. I can't get excited about Cooper Kupp.
You didn't want Devontae, but you'd rather have Cooper Kupp.
No, not you.
I'm saying the Packers.
Oh, you said you. The Rams have told you Cooper Kupp gave them everything.
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl MVP.
He was the best receiver, one of the best receiving seasons you ever see. The Triple Crown winner the year they won the Super Bowl. He was dynamite. Everything you ever would want. And the Rams, who have had all that history and know him inside and out, have said, we need to move on. That's an injury thing. That's obviously a production thing. It's a Puka Nacua thing. But it's not an age thing. They brought Devontae in. So for everybody,
who's older. Yes.
For everybody that's excited, I think Cooper Kupp can still play. Are you going to get 17 highly productive weeks from him? The odds would tell you no.
Right.
And since we're at Pato, the odds would say no. That's not what's going to happen. And is that what the Packers need? Is that veteran that, you know, can run option routes and, you know, get open? It wouldn't hurt. And he would be, as we sit here today, if they signed him, he'd be the number one wideout for the Green Bay Packers.
True. Yep.
That's not where we want to be. So I don't know what his price tag is going to be. Obviously, you don't have to give up any comp. But that is not a move that I would be overly excited about if that is what Green Bay does at that spot.
Well, that would be consistent with how some fans, like Chewy, are feeling. They're not overly excited about anything. And Aaron Banks, that is a lot of money for a guard. You paid for a marketplace where there weren't a whole lot of guards, and you wanted a guard, and you paid a premium price for a guard who he hasn't been an All-Pro, he hasn't been a Pro Bowl. Like, he's not an elite level where you say, okay, this guy is already. But that's the Goody way, is to get the guy before he becomes that and then believe that he will become that to pay for
he's
future.
A little older. I mean, he's 28 already, right?
Right, yeah.
It just tells you what, unfortunately, and I think you really like Josh Myers, right? I've met Josh a few times. I don't know him great. But the market kind of told you.
It did.
That people don't view him as a big boy center. And we've, you know, and I give Bulaga a ton of credit for calling this 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times O-line, if you don't hear a lot, you know, he's a steady player. You saw what Goody saw in that playoff game, and really there was a lot of leakage throughout the season. And I always said this, whenever you hear your coaches saying a lot of really positive things when you're heading into your free agent year, it's usually a bad sign.
Right, because if they were really positive, they'd have paid you before you got into it.
Yes, so we kind of, everybody knew this, and again, I'm giving Blue a lot of credit because he knows those guys better than I do because of the recency, and he was very critical of Josh, and you know, Josh is now, I don't know if he's even going to play center in New York because they got the kid from Wisconsin up there. So that obviously was a big hole that Brian Gutekunst felt like we needed to make a massive improvement. They have went about it in this way that Elton's going to slide over, and hopefully that makes a big difference, especially with all the duo and all of the run blocking that they want. So it has become abundantly clear to me, and you can maybe disagree with me on this, the wide receiver position, while it was very, it just didn't grow last year. It was very
static.
Static. It just you didn't see what we were hoping for. I think this is a clear indication that from this offensive side of the football, this is now going to be a heavy play action duo, tight end based with the wide receivers. Hey, you're going to do your best to get open, but that is not going to be where this offense is going to be led. Tucker Kraft is going to be the guy. And then I do believe they're going to hope. I don't know how much hope you're going to have, but I think Musgrave is going to be another. I think you're going to see a lot of 12 personnel, which is two tights, one back. And maybe you're going to see, this will be curious if Juszczyk is somebody, if you're going to see the fullback come in and be a part of this. But I think, again, don't listen to what they say. Listen to what they do. If they don't address the receiver position until the draft, they're telling you, we're leaning on Josh, and we're going to lean on Tucker, and everybody else are going to be secondary players. And that is a very big sea change from what we've seen in these offenses in the Devontae, Jordy, Cobber, Jonesy, Jennings, era.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's exactly what it's going to look like. And again, whether or not you can count on Luke Musgrave after the way his last two seasons have gone.
Do you feel like I don't know what tight ends are out there. Do you dabble in that market, or do you stick with Chipotle, Ben? You stick with this group.
Yeah, that's another question they have to answer, because I don't expect Cooper Kupp to be a Packer. And if you look at the rest of free agency, there's nothing there to get really excited about. Now, maybe you get a bargain guy.
MVS is gone now. That opportunity is gone. Schneider saw it.
In the moments at the end of the show yesterday, that occurred, yes.
Oh, did we? Oh, we already knew that. We did. Okay, I thought that was a later afternoon.
It was literally at 11:58 our time.
But we were
across my desk.
Okay, good.
Look, I think it makes sense. And I think Matt LaFleur is a smart enough coach to redesign the offense to make the tight end even more prominent in his game planning. I think, quite frankly, I'm fairly certain that that is his game plan. And when you have Josh Jacobs, running the football seems like a really good idea. I would say this.
Putting your eggs in a big old basket because now you're so heavily dependent. And Josh Jacobs, knock on wood, stayed very healthy last year. Tucker Kraft, I know, struggled a little bit with some injuries. He fought through most of them. Obviously popped the pec in early offseason last year.
But he had that shoulder all year long?
Yeah, I think he's obviously, he is on, I believe, on the verge of being a star in this league. I think he could be Kittle. He could be to that level. I don't know if he'll ever be a Kelce, Gronk, but he can be in that next tier below. And, you know, he's a worker. You just see everything you're looking for, and can you win that way? Absolutely you can. That formula has worked in a lot of ways. Defense, run game, tight end. It's just different from what Green Bay Packer fans are used to. Now, is that something we're going to get used to? I don't mind that we're upset that we haven't addressed the receiver spot. The receiver spot needs to be addressed, but maybe there'll be a draft pick that pops. Coaches have said the receiving position, you're much more likely to be able to pick things up because things are simpler and college has gotten more advanced. But as we sit here today on whatever day in March this is, I know Pella's still got their deal going for 72 months. This is going to be tight end running back Mm-hmm. That's what this is going to be. And is it the sexiest thing? It is when Tucker Kraft is, what's that move when you fall on the ground and you bit back
it's
up?
It's called a kip.
He's kipping. Kip he's dominating down the field. He's running with his helmet off. That's fun. That can be explosive, and that can be fun. And by the way, when you are focused on that, all of a sudden that safety and everybody has, it will make life easier for these wide receivers. But I would like to see them do something. I can understand fans' point of view on that. But what I don't want to do is go get the Metcalfs or pay top dollar for these guys that you don't even really know how good they're going to mm-hmm. fit in that system. Keep going young. Continue to hope that Jaden Reed takes that step, that Wicks will take that step, that some of these young guys will emerge. But this is now a tight end running back offense.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. I want to get into, speaking of the offensive line and speaking of Josh Myers, his departure, Eric Stokes' departure, A.J. Dillon's departure. It's a lot of draft picks from the 2020 and 2021 classes that are now donezo in Green Bay. We'll talk about that. We've got Evan Cohen on a Thursday. He heard that Michelle Smallman was so popular that he decided to join us today. So we'll talk to him. I was listening to him on the drive for a while. But before anything else, we need to listen to Tausch tell us about the extended 72 months, 0% financing at Pella.
6 years, baby. A lot of stuff happens in 6 years, doesn't it?
It does.
Offenses change. Quarterbacks change. You know, changing diapers, dropping your kid off at school, bachelor's degree, senatorial camp, all of that stuff. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at zero interest. That's 72 months. Spitty. Who else are the 72s we're thinking of?
Earl Dotson, the guy you replaced.
Yeah, who else? You got any other ones? 72.
Not a lot of 72s.
Who's currently 72?
Caleb Jones.
Jonesy!
Was, I think, the last one.
Jonesy, 72
Luke
months.
Luke Tenuta.
There you go. A 10-year labor warranty always included, so your windows and doors are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends Friday. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
More live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook in Milwaukee. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So I've gotten started on my Sunday story for Channel3000.com, and it's about the 2020 and 2021 NFL drafts. I did go back into the archives and track down that quote from Goody, and it's even a lower number than I said yesterday. I think every draft class is different. It's out of your control. There's some things that are there's some that are deeper than others when you're picking and how things fall. But it's interesting, in my time, the draft is much different than it used to be. I think on average 1.6 players are re-signed from each draft class to a team. So it's not like it used to be, where you have multiple guys re-sign. 1.6.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, if that's true,
that means you stink at drafting.
If that's true, they're still below that number in those two drafts.
No, 1.6. If you're having 8 to 10 picks, which is probably about average,
right?
He's not saying signing mega deals.
Right.
He's saying
you're just bringing them back on a second deal.
I want to keep these guys for year 5 and 6.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Now there's always that. Can we replace your production with a rookie that will give us another 4 years of cost certainty compared to
correct?
But like the McDuffies, if you're paying $3 or $4 million bucks a year, that is the old $500K mm-hmm. back when I played.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that you're only looking and shooting for, and I don't think that's not what Goody was saying. that you're shooting to only get one or two guys on each draft class re-signed. I think he's just stating facts and kind of letting it know. What I do believe is Goody is looking at it from the, if someone isn't an elite or above average starter, we will replace you. I'm not even going to dabble in the game of, well, we'll bring you back at a lower rate. He would have done that with Josh Myers. Josh Myers is exhibit
clearly
A.
Clearly didn't want him back.
He was had no interest in bringing it back because for 1 year at $3.5 million,
popcorn money.
I don't even know if that's popcorn money in the big scheme of things. They sell a lot of popcorn up there.
They do.
That tells you everything you need to know, but I think from Goody's standpoint, that next draft class, the one that'll be coming up, you have eight guys that you mentioned yesterday, and I would be shocked if you don't sign half of those guys back. A couple of them are going to be big, big, big boy deals, and then you're going to have some that will be more core player, a couple mil, $3-4 million a year to come back and play. But I do not ever want to get to the point, if I'm Brian Gutekunst, saying, if I get one or two guys on my out of these draft classes after, but that just continues to show he believes in his process of drafting because it is a lot cheaper and guys are younger. And if the value, if the experience level and the talent doesn't add up to a much bigger difference in production, he is always going to lean to, I'll find somebody younger and cheaper. That is his default
mechanism.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that. So let's just go through his draft classes briefly. 2018 draft class, the only one who got a second contract was Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
Right? Oren Burks is still in the league. MVS is still in the league. J.K. Scott is still in the league, but not in Green Bay. The 19 draft class, they only had eight picks that year. Rashawn Gary and Elgton Jenkins. Okay. You feel good about the investment in Elgton Jenkins. You'd still like to have seen more so far from Rashawn Gary post-ACL. 2020, Jordan Love.
Good pick.
Jordan Love, that's the list. Nine players in that class. A.J. Dillon signs a one-year deal, which they didn't even mention what the price was
just
in those reports. So that was interesting.
Veteran workup, I would think that's going to be, and I would bet A.J. Dillon's going to have to really grind to make that team.
Mm-hmm. And then the 2021 class with Stokes going to Vegas, with Myers going to the New York Jets, with T.J. Slayton going to Cincinnati. The only one who's left from that class is Isaiah McDuffie, the sixth-round pick. So those are three drafts. Those are four drafts, and there are two, three, four, five total players. So that's a below.
Is that
that's below 1.6.
Is that including Jair?
That's including Jair, who Jair will not be here later today, possibly.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Like, it's below
the 21. 1.6. The 21 draft class. There's listen, man. I stand on my Goody standum. The 21 draft was not good. Is that the nicest way I could put that?
It was just not good. It was very nice.
That's why you have to go and get Xavier McKinney.
Right, because Darnell Savage wasn't good
enough. A.J. Dillon didn't quite pan out in 20. You have to go get Josh Jacobs.
I mean, remember, they were giving A.J. Dillon every opportunity to overtake.
They wanted him to take
Aaron
that
Jones.
Spot. Yes, correct. he was drafted to replace Aaron Jones earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And to A.J. Dillon's credit, he had some really good performances, but you never saw him take that next step. That's the unfortunate part for a lot of these guys. And now, I don't know if it's the increased media scrutiny or that you have to do stuff. I don't know. It does feel like there is a sea change of continue, and maybe it's because your top end guys are getting paid so much, but I don't think from a percentage standpoint of the cap, I don't know how much different it is. The cap has exploded, so that, you know, guys, the numbers look crazy. You're paying Max Crosby 40. The Green Bay Packers are not in that spot right now, and they're still electing to not pay John Runyon, to not pay
Correct.
Josh Myers, because they feel like, they're steady, and this is where Goody gets in trouble. Because you tell me, if John Runyon was there last year, the Packers are going to have that performance in the playoff game? They're not. But he just feels like, I'm not going to pay $10 million a year, which John Runyon got, when I could have Sean Ryan, and who are the guys that came in, Glover and everybody else. And those guys were not ready for prime time yet.
Play, right?
And it's a tricky balance of figuring out where that line is. Is it $7 million they would have brought Runyon back? I understand you have to be surgical, and it is tough. You can't, just because a guy's a good, I don't like when you let really good, yeoman, hard-working players leave after 4 years over a couple $1 million bucks.
Right, who aren't breaking the bank.
It's not, you're not getting, like, John Runyon's not being paid the top guard money in the league.
He's not being paid Aaron Banks money.
No, and he was a steady player that you knew what you were going to get. The goal is to always get dynamite players all across your lines of scrimmage. But you do need some guys that are just, you know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. And it's you maybe got to pay a little bit more than what they're, and maybe you find that young guy that can, but don't do it until you know. And I think from Goody's standpoint, he thought that this was going to be, that it would be no problem. And it wasn't a problem until it was a problem. And the guys have stayed relatively healthy, so when that happens, you can kind of hide some of the depth concerns. But there was no hiding at Lincoln Financial. It was abundantly clear, and that's why Goody has done what he's done. And, you know, Packer fans can be upset about that, but that is the number one thing he felt like needed to be addressed, because that's what his actions told you were the number one thing to be addressed.
I just, from the YouTube comments on ESPN Madison, perhaps those drafts sucked because he was drafting for AR-12. Now he's drafting for the Packers. Look, let's just be honest on this show, okay? Like, Goody has had two really good drafts in 22 and 23. These drafts weren't good enough. He missed on too many players.
In 20 and 21.
In 20 and 21. And,
yes.
And so let's look at that and just call it what it is. The 22 draft... When you have three offensive line starters who are all from that draft, and they're all Ryan was day two in the third round, but the two tackles are day three picks.
Yep,
you've done a really good job of scouting the 23 class. I understand they're going to be more tight end centric, in part because of the stud tight end they got in the third round, but they also got two pretty darn good wide receivers. Like he has drafted well of late. It wasn't because of Aaron Rodgers that he missed on Eric Stokes. He was wrong about Eric Stokes.
Yes.
And the league has told you he was wrong.
Yep.
Because he became a free agent as a former first-round pick, and he got a one-year prove-it deal from Las Vegas.
And he was wrong on Myers.
Yeah.
Even though Josh Myers, I am tipping my cap to him. He gave you everything he had for 4 years. But everyone's saying, oh, he's a bust. He wasn't a bust. He was a good – solid player.
He started 56 games. Would you have liked to have someone who played better, more consistently?
The problem is the Creed Humphrey pick right after is what sets Packer fans off. And
like
Creed Humphrey's
a McLaurin pick.
You were wrong. And you're going to be wrong on some. That's just how the draft works. Missed on way too many guys in 20 and 21, no doubt.
Well, we don't want to miss out on Evan Cohen. He is scheduled to appear next after Tausch tells us about his love of Coors Light.
Coors Light, I'm going to have a couple of Coors Lights this afternoon.
You
best believe that. Coors Light brew with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold packaged, and cold. Just keep it cold. Keep those mountains blue. That's when you know the Coors Light is chilled to perfection. So it is always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
He's one of those guys that can absolutely dominate. He can activate that MVP mode.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
And you know, when Giannis is right, he can carry his team across the finish line.
Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Live from Pottawatomie Sportsbook. This is really nice.
You're sitting down now, huh?
Well, I'm tweeting out that Evan Cohen is joining us, and I needed to concentrate.
Oh, okay.
You guys are all chatting it up, so I sat down to try and get more focused.
All right.
And I will be focused.
Why aren't you wearing shorts? It's 60-some degrees.
I thought I'd dress it up and wear track pants.
You know, it was funny listening to Strofe on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. And yeah, everybody's crushing about his running, right? And
still,
kudos to him.
Is that still happening?
But now Chewy's getting after him about, you know, I normally give you a hard time because you don't leave your basement. No, you've been out of your basement a couple times. How pasty Strofe is, too. So now he's giving him spray tan, like a spray tan package.
Chewy was doing the show from Florida,
that's
wasn't
kinda
he?
That's kind of what I was thinking. It's like, it's a little tone deaf, but whatever.
Must be rough. Joining us now from New York City.
Speaking of spray tan.
Speaking of someone who's tone deaf.
And spray tan.
And they paint his hair when he goes on TV as well. It is our friend Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Well, okay, a couple of things here. First of all, I do not spray tan. I never have, and I can't say I never will.
Evco, everyone on your team, everyone, Michelle, Canty, Nuno, your whole crew, they don't believe you. And you have not persuaded them into believing that you don't spray tan.
Okay, well, I don't, first of all. Okay. I don't know why I would deny spray tanning.
It's an odd hill.
If I admit to the hair. Now, by the way, Jesse,
true.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? I shouted out this program, and specifically I shouted out Tausch, on our show the other day, and I mean, we don't come back with it. Jesse, can we at least play the unbelievable
producer
shout out
critique isn't great.
On Unsportsmanlike.
Weekdays
beginning at 5 a.m. Central on ESPN Wisconsin. The amazing shout out that I gave on Mark Tauscher the other day.
Good news is I'm a good producer. I do have this ready for us. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
By the way, speaking of colleges, I do want to shout out my mentor, Matt LePay, voice of the University of Wisconsin Badgers. Surprise this weekend, he's going into the UW Athletic Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. Mark Tauscher, his broadcast partner, is not. I just want to point that out as well. Clinton and Friends next. We are on to Tuesday.
I mean, what a shout-out, Tausch. You're welcome.
I'll be honest. That's one of the nicer things that you've shouted out in the last 2 months. So Michelle joined us yesterday. Michelle joined us yesterday. We actually were on the clock and got to her relatively on time.
Listen, it was 35 for a 30 hit. Go ahead.
That's
and
not
so you're
bad.
Blow right by that. You're obviously bitter.
That's not bad.
Are you bitter towards the university that you're not in the Hall of Fame? Go ahead.
No, I'm not remotely bitter. I played 1 year. Yeah, let's just be honest.
About,
you have to have some self-awareness in life.
It's true.
Evan. It'd be like you getting into the Journalism Hall of Fame there. That's not going to happen either.
Well, I wasn't in the journalism school. I wasn't, so that would be odd.
Sounds like an excuse.
Russell Wilson played 1 year.
Russell's not in yet.
I heard him being discussed this morning.
When he gets in, then if Evan, you want to come at me, then we can have a conversation.
Well, Tausch, I have a question for you. Who's keeping you out now? Like, is it Alvarez? Is it McIntosh? Who's keeping you out of the Hall of Fame? Because I would think that both those guys would both vote you in, would they not?
Yeah, I would think that his resume. Yeah, my resume is not. What are you laughing at?
That was the funniest thing that Willie's ever said.
It was funny.
That's a good line. I wish I thought of that.
It was good. Kudos to you, Jason. Stop patting yourself on the back.
Call him like I see him.
All right, you take over. I'm going to sit here and cry.
No,
about
you had
not
a
being
question
in...
for him.
No, I don't anymore.
Ask him.
No, I don't
come
even
on.
I don't.
Bowles was on yesterday on time, 5 minutes late. Go ahead.
Yep. Okay. So we found out that she has similar habits as far as driving, and I'm heading to St. Louis tomorrow to watch hockey over the weekend. And it got me to thinking, are you up for doing a road trip, me, you, and Smalls? And how would we set the car? Would I drive? Would Smalls sit in the back? How would you do that if it ended up being the three of us?
Yeah, okay. So Smalls, I've driven her places before. She's terrible in the back because for whatever reason she can't hear. So I've been in the car with her, where she's been in the back seat of my car, and every 2 seconds it's what? What? And I'm like, okay, I'm not doing this. I'm just not doing
annoying.
This. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's very annoying. It's very, like, you ever call, let me do it this way. You ever call somebody in your car on the Bluetooth and with your kids, and you want your kids to talk to the person, your kids are sitting in the back, and clearly the person can't hear a word that your kids are saying? Because that's what happens with my mom. Every time we call my mom, and no matter what, it's what? I'm like, oh my God, we're not doing this anymore. I can't do it. That's the way Smalls is. So I think that she would be in the front. I feel like you driving, her in the front, me in the back, because I would have no interest in talking to anybody and want to be on Twitter the whole time.
Yeah, you'd be the Hoops Collective podcast. Probably.
Yeah, I think that would be the crew. Where would we go, by the way, Dallas? From where
that is a great question. It has to be 5 hours. That was kind of the line of deep, because I don't like stopping. She doesn't like stopping, and I'm guessing you're fine with not stopping, because that's the kind of the way this thing goes.
Yeah, well, you got to be efficient with all things.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll let you pick. I will drive. That's what I was hoping you'd say. But I am a demander. I'm very demanding, as we've won the show.
She's
open to.
I know. I texted her after the show to thank her for coming on and to tell her that I have no interest in joining your road trip.
Wow,
yeah, you weren't invited. You weren't invited.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, well, because I can't even stop to go to the bathroom.
No.
I have to go to the bathroom.
You're definitely It's not a good fit.
It's a terrible fit.
It's a horrible
but
fit.
I would also say she is very, very, very confident in her navigation.
Music.
And her musical DJ.
That's all
work.
I need. That's all I'm looking for in my
I don't think
part.
She fully grasps how demanding and
I'm
obnoxious.
Tough.
She needs to talk to
Bartsky
and find out just what a nightmare you are to travel
yeah,
with.
Yeah, she probably.
Because as good as she may be, I'm afraid she might not be good enough.
You might be right.
Mm.
Only for you.
Yeah.
What is, I have a question for you. Let's call Milwaukee, theoretically, the middle of Madison and Green Bay for the two of you, right? With one of you in Madison, one of you in Green Bay normally, right?
Okay.
Yep. Let's call Milwaukee. We're going to do this may be a good question for everybody. I know it's Thursday, so maybe no calls, but...
No, it's only Monday.
You know, you get after me for making inside joke references, and you make them all the time!
Yeah, it's a real twist of irony.
Yeah. 5 hours... From Milwaukee, what's the best possible trip?
Nashville's about 8, 7, 7.5. I would think Indy's
going
to be 4. Yeah, it's too close. I don't know. I'd have to. Columbus, Ohio.
Dubuque.
Let's just call it Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio? Why would we do that?
I don't know.
Cleveland's
5 hours. You said 5
seven.
Hours. You know what? We're going to the Ozarks. No, I already picked. We're going to Ozarks. That's what we're doing.
Is that 5 hours?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that's a fascinating question. Like, what's the best 3 to 5 hour trip from Madison, Milwaukee, Beaver Dam? Like, what's the best 3 to 5 hour trip? Now I'm fascinated by that.
I would probably go up to Canada.
I did Indy for the Final Four in 2000. I've done Chicago many times when I was obviously in school. We went to Milwaukee for more travel at that time and for games. But I'm trying to think 3 to 5 hours from Madison or Milwaukee, the best possible trip.
Yeah. Well, why don't you think about that? And why don't you tell us, you've been all over the place on this Aaron Rodgers
thing. There we go.
You're all over the place. What's he going to end up doing?
Thanks for the feedback.
You bet.
Let me ask you a question.
Feedback.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we sure he's going to play?
No.
Because my initial sense is... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Jason, what do you think?
No, I'm not sure, but I think he's going to play. If you
What makes you think that?
Because I think he believes he can still play. I think he's really... I don't want to use the word embarrassed because I don't know if that's the right word to say, but the way things went in New York, I think he's pissed that it went as poorly as it did.
I think he really wanted to come back to the Jets, and I think he felt like if the Jets didn't want me blank off, I'm going to show you that I can still
Correct.
Do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right,
continue,
Evan.
All right. Those are all good, interesting things. So if he wants to play, which obviously I'm going to trust you guys over me on this when it comes to him, tell me what the hurdle is behind him walking from California to Pittsburgh to play for the Steelers. Why would you not do that? That's the thing I'm hung up on. And I asked Dan Graziano that, our NFL insider, and he said because if he thinks there's a 5% chance that Minnesota's interested, it's a better situation. And Minnesota, to my knowledge, has not said, no, Aaron, we're not interested. But at some point, if you're him, you have a Super Bowl-winning head coach with a 6-time Super Bowl winning franchise in the Steelers, with weapons all over the place. Historically, obviously, they're good on defense, but more so at this point in his life and his career, you're getting an endorsement from Mike Tomlin? Mm-hmm. Why is he not there already?
I firmly believe he is keeping his options open. It's not a question of whether he wants to play, but he wants to make the right choice. And I also think he's probably looking at it going after the way things... And again, I've not talked to him lately. I think the other thing...
Neither have I, just with him.
Have you texted with him?
I have. Well, all right. I have not corresponded with him lately.
Okay. Because I know you're a stickler. Just like immunization, you're a stickler on talking / texting.
It was a few weeks ago that I last corresponded with
him. That's a fun topic to bring up, Tash. I'm glad you did that. Well, that's fun for me.
Well, wait. You said something on your show that I want to get to before we run out of time, but we'll get there, I promise. But to the Rodgers point, I think what Graz said is true. Like, I think he wants to make sure that he goes to the best situation for him, because I think he realizes that after how poorly the Jets thing went, no one is going to cater to him anymore. Right?
I don't know if he
to the degree, like, is Mike Tomlin
the Giants? I think will. I think the Giants
for sure will.
Well, fair, but does he want to go to how badly does he want to play for the Giants?
I don't think he does.
So,
okay,
Evan,
so he's waiting for the best option, but I don't understand, Jason.
It's Pittsburgh or Minnesota. This is easy, Evan. It's Pittsburgh or Minnesota. I think Pittsburgh is interested. I don't know if they're rolling out red carpets like the Giants probably are. And I think Minnesota, with that receiving core and that offensive line and Aaron Jones and the fact that he can play against the G&G, gets his fire lit a little bit. I think if that opportunity arose, that is where, if I'm him, and I'm not saying that's what he wants, that to me in a dome with playing another team in a dome in your division, you have all of those things that are lined up, that I think is sexier to him than playing in Pittsburgh.
Yep. Yep, I agree.
I'm fascinated that Jason listened to the show. Can we go to whatever you picked up on in the show?
Did you have a hit on Good Morning America? Because I know he doesn't listen. He doesn't watch your show. He watches, is it Strahan and who else is on that program?
Robin Roberts.
Stephanopoulos.
Yeah. Stephanopoulos is still on that show?
He is. Yeah, he is. So you were talking about Russell Wilson this morning, and I, of course, was thinking about his close relationship with Tausch. You said something that I thought was extremely interesting.
Oh, boy.
You said about Mahomes and about Brady that if you bring them in as your new quarterback for your team, all 52 other guys like him.
Yep.
And then if you bring in Russell Wilson, it's like 25 to 30 guys like him. Like, he can rub people the wrong way. And you made a great differentiation between you could be a good human and still not be likable, which I thought was a really good point. All that said.
Anybody specific you're thinking of?
No.
Okay.
Not anybody in particular.
Uh-huh.
But
why did you look at me?
Uh-huh. I didn't look at you.
Oh, I was going to say.
You're very likable.
Thanks.
What?
If I may.
What did you say? I can't hear you.
He's in the back seat, and they're talking to Grandma. What percentage do you think of the 52 players find Aaron Rodgers likable?
Good question.
Less than 10.
And how does that play?
Right, so I think let's just talk about the positive first. Let's go through all of the comments from Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes' teammates over the years that of guys that don't like him. Now that we're done with that.
Short segment.
You should have paused a little bit longer for dramatic effect. That was quick.
I'm gonna pretend as if Tausch is not listening right now. This is why Tausch is
unbelievable. You don't have to pretend.
That was pretty good.
Thanks. That was good. I thought you'd like that. Where's my Kay
great.
Adams
that
laugh,
really
Jesse?
Good.
Is Jesse awake back there? Thank you, Kay.
By the way, I need my shout-out at the end again. We're going to play the audio again of when I shouted out Tausch at the end of this for
really
everybody
good.
Who didn't hear it the first time.
Yep.
You're welcome. Tausch is more Brady and Mahomes. Tausch is the best player on the team, and everyone likes him. That is rare. And it is completely unimportant for people to like other people as much as it is to want to work with them and run through a wall for them. right? The liking part I used to think was important. It's not, okay? What Russell Wilson is, say what you want about him. He's a good guy deep down. Like, he means well. He tries to do things for others. I believe in all the good of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, of Russell Wilson, excuse me.
Oh,
Aaron
Rodgers. Freudian slip there. Interesting.
No, I don't think I actually think Aaron Rodgers is not a bad guy. I think for whatever reason, Aaron Rodgers almost tries to be a bad guy at times, which is one of the weirdest things of all time. And I think he's so dead set on trying to be right and outsmart and outthink everyone that he wants to create a versus
instead
of an
and. Survivor.
And I've never.
He should go on Survivor.
You love versus and, by the way.
That's a big thing EFCO likes, there's no doubt. All right, continue.
Ah, boy. Okay. Anyway.
I thought our interview with Michelle Smallman went way better yesterday.
I got to be honest, I didn't love it.
Shocking.
Even though it started late.
I didn't think it was that good until the DiCaprio stuff at the end. Go back, Wisconsin on Demand, and listen to that. If you missed anything,
that was good.
You see the fact that I wrote that out on the script and showed it after she said that? Because it was that is exactly what Jason was talking about. Young. And then I see Leo. I think Leo's dating like a 20-year-old right now. So
all right. Did you want to get back to your Wilson, Aaron Rodgers point?
I'll just make it very simply. We don't have to go like, not like, versus and. What would turn me off if I'm a team right now with Aaron Rodgers is if I can't get him on the phone and I can't get him an answer now when theoretically he should be desperate, I'm out. Like, I'm not doing this. Like, you didn't change at all. Come on. If I'm the Steelers, we're the freaking Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm calling you and I'm giving you a lifeline.
Yeah, good luck with Jameis Winston trying to win next year. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Good luck.
No, I'm going to go get Russ. I'm going to go get Russ back, and I'm going to still
Yeah, how'd that work out for? How'd that work out for you?
One a lot more than Aaron Rodgers did.
Oh yeah, yep. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, for anybody who missed it, I was hosting a national radio and TV show. It's rare that you can just give shout-outs. I do want to make sure, Jesse, we do play for everyone that may have missed it. An amazing shout-out I gave Mark Tauscher on our show on Sportsmanlike, 5 a.m. on ESPN Wisconsin.
By the way, speaking of colleges, I do want to shout out my mentor, Matt LePay, voice of the University of Wisconsin Badgers. Surprise this weekend, he's going into the UW Athletic Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. Mark Tauscher, his broadcast partner, is not. I just want to point that out as well. Clinton and Friends next. We are on to Tuesday.
Thanks, Evan.
Again.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's a really nice shout out. It's very good.
It is. This is nuts.
Every ESPN affiliate everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. Jason and Jesse, I have a question. If both Tausch and I could put our names in the mix for UW Athletic Hall of Fame, who would get voted in first?
Ooh.
I mean, Tausch
is... He's a national radio personality.
Tausch is the color commentator of the football team now.
Yeah.
I turned it down.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure. All right, Evan. Thanks for your time. It's a great way to end.
Well, we didn't get an answer. We didn't get an answer.
We'll get it. We'll get it after the break. Two and two. We'll get it.
Wow, big tease guy. All of a sudden.
That's what we do. Tease.
All right, Chuck. Let's make a love connection. Wow.
Hey, Evan. Evan. Before you go.
Oh.
Smalls.
wait a minute.
Smalls came on yesterday. He's got the great thing going with Travel Wisconsin. Where are you? But you can't do Madison.
New York.
The Las Vegas of the Midwest.
Where are you telling people, like, if you have to, Smalls, like, that, you got to go here in the state of Wisconsin. Where are you telling people to go?
And I can't say, like, Craig's house, right?
No, you can't be like, the Third Street Market. Bring us a little creativity. Where are you telling people to go?
I can't say Madison.
No. Can't say tornado. Okay. You got to be something else.
A few years ago, it was Warriors-Raptors finals would have been 2019. Is that correct?
Yes.
I remember.
Sounds right.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Okay, the only reason I'm saying that, because I remember listening to like Hoop Collective or one of the ESPN NBA podcasts talking about all the injuries with the Warriors while running by the water in Milwaukee. And I'm like, this is just heaven. That I was literally on a run by the water in Milwaukee. I think here's where people are ignorant about our great state of Wisconsin. Oh, it's just cows and farmland.
You got a mouse in your pocket or what?
What?
R.
I was about to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't say our. Wait, I'm not a we.
I could also say you got a mouse in your pocket.
You're a versus.
I'm an N.
Go ahead. Okay.
Our state, that's right, our state of Wisconsin.
Nice, indeed.
People have this assumption of, oh, it's farms and cows. Yeah, we have farms and we have cows. We also have insane water in Milwaukee and Madison specifically. We have unbelievable golf for those who play golf. I'm not one of them, but like my dad, I'll give you an example. My dad left my UW-Madison graduation. The moment I walked across the stage, he's like, all right, I'll see ya. My sister, my mom, and I flew home. He went to Kohler. He left us.
Yeah.
He met friends at Kohler. Right?
Okay.
I mean, it's just the greatest state. You know, Green Bay, you sit there at the Tundra Trio, and you're looking at this stadium that is just insane to think how many icons walked through there. You're in Milwaukee, and you're in the Deer District now by Pfizer, and all of the stores and restaurants. And then you go to, what's the area where Scals and Craig live? What is that called? Fox Point. That area. I shouldn't probably give out their home address.
Yeah, what's their address and Social Security number?
So you go to that area, and you're like, this is an unbelievable suburb. Then you go downtown, and it's great. And then you said, without saying Madison. I mean, Madison is, to me, the top of the food chain. It is always going to be the top of the food chain. It is one of the greatest cities in the world to live in.
Okay.
I picked Wisconsin for college. You can travel to Wisconsin. It's the greatest place. You know what will make it better? If Tausch moves to Florida.
There you go. Well, I get one of your three houses that you have down there. Maybe you'll let me rent one.
I don't
Evan,
have
thanks.
Anymore.
That's not true.
Thanks for shouting out Matt LePay on your
true.
Show.
You're I'm
a big old West Palmer. Yeah, I know all about what you got going. Don't you? I'll keep your stuff off the streets, but I know you got some spots down there.
Does he have a place in Fox?
The correct answer there, by the way, is the Apostle Islands. Apostle Islands.
Door County.
Yeah, Door County's another good one. Apostle
Islands. Why'd you ask me if there's a correct answer?
Wanted to see you riff. I wanted to hear you riff, and you riffed. It was well done. You're an all-time riffer. Good riffing.
Evan, have a great day.
We
appreciate you. Thanks.
Okay, be good.
How about take care?
No, just be good. And speaking of good.
I don't know what we get. He is something else, isn't he?
The two of you are quite the tandem.
He is something else. I don't know why he would think to shout out and denigrate me on his big platform. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, no, it was uncalled for.
You know what else? But you know what does make a lot of sense? Packer fans dreaming of the ultimate draft day experience? Well, American Family Insurance Dream Draft Sweepstakes is your chance to win a VIP trip up to the NFL draft in Green Bay. Jason, sit back.
I'm picturing it.
Imagine this. I'm not even going to ask you to close your eyes.
Oh, I closed my eyes.
Okay. You and a guest, exclusive tickets, hotel accommodations, custom merchandise, and more. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you better not miss. Head over to amfam.com/Packers to enter today. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
More Wilde and Tausch live from Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Next, stick around.
NBA Sunday on ESPN Radio.
One-handed jam, Donovan Mitchell.
Mello Banchero and the Orlando Magic head to Cleveland to go head-to-head with Donovan Mitchell and the top-seeded Cavaliers. Sunday on 100.5 ESPN.
Not afraid of getting older, one less day from dying young. I see the light go past my shoulder, one less day.
I do want to shout out my mentor, Matt LePay, voice of the University of Wisconsin Badgers. Surprised this weekend, he's going into the UW Athletic Hall of Fame. Well deserved. Mark Tauscher, his broadcast partner, is not. I want to point that out as well. Clinton and Friends next. We are on to Tuesday.
Totally uncalled.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. It's
your friendship is a.
It's not nice.
It's an interesting friendship the two of you have.
Why is that?
You get after each other quite a bit. Like, I know friends do that. I certainly do that with some of my friends.
Who's your buddy that you bust chops the most with?
Mark
Murphy.
You?
Yeah, you.
You.
Oh, good one. Yeah, well, that's good a great job, comeback. Jesse.
Oh, here's the voice. Oh, boy.
Oh, bother.
Oh, no. My bad. Whoa, Nelly.
We get after Dombrowski a fair amount. We give him a hard time, but they give it back to me quite a bit as well. So
what do they give you a hard time about?
All kinds of things. Like let's not go this direction.
Why?
Because what I want to get to, because I don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers anymore, is this. We never got an answer from him on his Russell Wilson, 52 guys love Mahomes, 25 to 30 on the 53-man roster love Russell Wilson. I don't know how many will love Aaron Rodgers. Again, I have plenty of his former teammates that swear by him. Mm-hmm. You're among them.
Yep.
As a leader and as a teammate, but he will get after you. And if you don't want to be gotten after, if that's not the leadership style that works for you, there may be some struggles. That said, what guys really want to do in football is win and make money. Yeah. And he will still, if you watched him play last year, I know the narrative is he sucks.
No, he just can't move anymore.
He just does. Right. And so you will potentially, with a less dysfunctional organization, win and make yourself some money. If I'm Minnesota, as much as I want it for the drama, if it's great that if they feel comfortable putting it all, put all their
Jesse,
eggs.
Can you believe Jesse didn't just hit that drop? I'm not in the mood for drama, Jason. What is Jesse
doing? I actually got rid of it for the Kay Adams laugh.
We need a bigger board.
But if Minnesota wants to put all their eggs in the J.J. McCarthy basket, great. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that Kevin O'Connell is a really good coach who can make various quarterbacks successful. But, man, with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and T.J. Hockenson, and Aaron Jones.
Now, and what you're missing and why I wouldn't go to Pittsburgh if I was him, their O-line, not great.
Mm.
Minnesota's O-line, very good.
Right.
And by the way,
did some
just reinforced some of the spots that they maybe didn't feel good about. There is, if I'm him, I'm doing whatever I can to get to Minnesota.
Which is why this hasn't happened yet.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
No?
I do wonder.
He's considering
I wonder how much, I think he obviously he's working out and he's, how much is he willing to jump back in? Because I think he realizes if you go to Pittsburgh, yeah, they got some shiny new toys. A-Rod's a pretty smart guy. And he sees that their left tackle just left. I think he went to, Jacksonville or Tennessee.
With Kevin Zeitler.
There's a lot of there'd be a lot of question marks I'd have as far as because he doesn't move like he used to. Pittsburgh's offense, not the most creative. This has not been. And the last thing you want to do if you're gonna go through all of this to come back and play, you want to give yourself opportunities to be uber successful.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh in that division, in that conference. Now, yes, Tomlin's a good coach and their defense will be fine, but their defense stunk at the end of the year. I know they got a lot of great players. Wasn't very good at the end of the year.
You have
a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think you have to weigh all of that because for as much as people can say he stunk and all this stuff, his stat line, all the, I think for him to be able to play 17 games after a popped Achilles, that had to be incredibly rewarding to him. And all of the narrative that he shouldn't retire, he can't go out like that, it's all hogwash. Like if he didn't want to play and go through the grind, it's got to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
The financial part of it is not even a component to it. No. It's much more about, can we actually do something? Can we do something big?
Can we win?
And if he feels like Pittsburgh is what it is, which has been a 500 team, I don't know if I want to come back and put myself through that and then potentially, get dinged up again. And now I'm not making 45 or 50 million and I'm going to go back and do this. And I don't think I'm like all of those things have to be going through your head. If you go to Minnesota, there's a lot of things that you can get juiced up for. And playing the Green Bay Packers would be a component to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you'll be keeping a close eye on the projections from Prize Picks for those
Jesse
games
gave me a bunch of losers yesterday. Jesse. Had a win last night, old boy. Had a big win last night, old boy. Jaden Brown. A little less
coming
on
a little
Jaden.
Hot there.
A little bit more on my boy SGA. couple big W for OT last night on Prize Picks. Best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. And it is simple to play. It's so simple I can play it. More or less on at least two players. I just told you my two last night. 1,000 times your cash can run your game all season long with Prize Picks. And now you can combine your favorite basketball players with hockey and baseball and esports. Second half of the season, you got college. Everything is rolling on Prize Picks. Download the app today and use that code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run!
Just take it.
Your game.
There you go.
Big quarterback news in Pittsburgh breaking right now.
Roethlisberger's back. Bradshaw coming back to coach him.
We'll tell you what it is, and then we'll move on back to the Packers. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.